Chapter 1. A Place Called True. We landed, invisible, on the cobbles and were nearly killed. Petra Sonnet cried out, Delphia, grunted in surprise. My canine, Harry too, yipped, and I, Vega Jane, jerked back on the magical tether holding us all together, as a deafening contraption charging down us flashed past. It was boxy and made of metal and wood, with windowed doors on either side. It also had four what looked to be wagon wheels, only there were no sleps pulling it. The infernal thing was moving of its own accord. It was puffing and wheezing, with what sounded like metal clanking on metal. Bright lights like powerful candles housed in lanterns were perched on the front of the thing, providing illumination. The front piece was shiny metal with ridges. Etched on it was a name, Riley. Riley? Was that the bloke who owned it? Or maybe the bloke who built it? We'd had a wagon maker back in Wormwood named O'Dougal, who put his name on the side of each one. In a few moments, the Riley, swaying from side to side, and with a belch of smoke coming out its hindquarters, turned the corner and vanished from our view. A pale Delph looked at me.
What the ruddy hell was that?
I shook my head because I had no idea what the ruddy hell it was. Rattled, I scratched Harry Two's remaining ear. We all had scars from our journey across the quag. Delph's arm had been burned and blackened. Harry Two had lost an ear. Petra had injured her hand. And I had the mark of the three hooks upon the back of my hand. It had been burned into my skin by some unknown means. I drew a breath and was about to return us to visibility by spinning my ring around when the pair of males appeared. We froze, each holding our breath, lest they hear even that slight sound.
You sure it was from here?
The taller of them asked the other. The male nodded. My mind was whirling. These were the blokes we had seen earlier, after escaping the quag. How could they have followed us? I glanced at Delph and Petra. They looked as terrified as I felt. I pointed to the right and we shuffled off around the corner. We set our tucks down and I breathlessly whispered, They followed us.
How?
Petra shook her head, but Delph said,
You reckon they can detect magic? Because you done that to get us here.
He pointed to the magical tethers that kept us all invisible. I looked down at my wand like it had just bitten me. Could that be true? Delph said,
Look!
He was pointing to the right, down the cobbles at the very end of the street was a tall building made of stone and brick and timbers. I stared up at the highest point of the edifice.
Steeples,
I said in wonder.
It's got a bell too, said Delph.
Me dad said steeples had a bell once, before it broke.
Steeples?
Said Petra, looking confused. The place back in Wormwood, where Wogmorts would go to listen to Ezekiel the Sermonizer deliver his very long soliloquies, I explained, telling us to be good while scaring us half to death with tales of how badly our lives would turn out, regardless of what we did. But Delph had a point. At night, steeples had always been empty. I wagered this building might be the same. We shouldered our tucks and crept along the cobbles until we came to the double wooden doors that constituted the entrance to the place. There was a sign next to it.
Saint Necros, I read.
I glanced at Delph.
What do you reckon that means?
Dunno, do I? He replied. Never heard of no Saint Necro. All I know is steeples.
I tried the doors, but they were locked. I pointed my wand at the heavy wrought iron lock and was about to whisper,
Ingressio,
when Delph grabbed my arm.
Magic, he said warningly.
I nodded and slowly lowered my wand. Delph tried to open the door, but it was clearly bolted shut. Then Petra noticed a window on the side.
It's not locked.
Delph boosted her up first and she slid through. I followed. Delph lifted Harry too through the opening and into my arms. And then he brought up the rear. We looked around at a vast chamber that was far larger than steeples, though it was configured quite similarly, with brightly coloured windows, rows of seats, and a raised area up front where sermons were no doubt given. I wondered whether the sermon